We worship you, Lord. We thank you for the love of Jesus. Glorify your name.
All I know.
Shante.
All I know.
Let's just pray in the spirit for a little bit. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray, Lord, for peace in our land. We come against the spirit of lawlessness that is trying to bring destruction in our land. We come against you. We command you to come down from your lofty place in the name of Jesus. We have control over you, and we believe that your control over this nation is broken in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all those who are wishing that our land would leave the principles of the Word of God. We pray for them. We pray that you would bless them. Bless them, Lord, that they would see the light in the name of Jesus, that the gospel would come to them. We thank you, Lord, that you love everyone. You love every person, Lord. And so we believe that you will bless our enemies, like you have said, in the name of Jesus, and those blessings will bring them to you. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for our leaders. We pray for President Trump. We pray especially right now for his protection. So many threats against his life. We believe you have put him there. We may not all agree with everything he does, but you have set authorities in place. And he is our leader right now. And we pray, Lord, that you would protect him, just like you said we should pray for our leaders. So we pray for his protection. We pray for your wisdom. We pray for the people around him, that they would give him words of wisdom in the name of Jesus and give him good counsel. We pray for the protection of our leaders in the federal area, state, local, judges, yes. Pray for their protection in the name of Jesus. We pray you would continue to raise up people who stand for righteousness, because you said when the righteous rule, the people are happy. And we pray, Lord, for those who do not stand for righteousness, that they would have a change of heart, that they would receive the glorious light of the gospel. And Lord, there again, we pray blessings on them. And we know, Lord, that you will continue to raise up good, righteous leaders for our land in all levels of government. And we thank you for that, Lord. You're the awesome God. You're awesome. Some of the things that are happening in our nation, so awesome, Lord. The move of your spirit in many, many different places, a revival happening. And we thank you for that, Lord. We pray that for York County. We pray, Lord, for the leaders here in York County, that they would stand for righteousness in the name of Jesus, and that many others would rise up to fill the different offices of government here in this county, those who stand for righteousness in the name of Jesus. We pray for protection over this county. We pray for revival to be poured out. We pray for your people to go forth with great boldness, preaching and teaching the Word of God, bringing deliverance and victory into people's lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for other churches that are meeting here today. We pray, Lord, that your word would be preached with great boldness in the name of Jesus, and that many people would be swept into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, for unity in this area, unity among the churches, among the leaders, among the pastors, that we can move forward, and among the people in the congregations, that we can move forward in the love of God, ministering with grace and mercy to the people that are around us and that we contact every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you to Abundant Life Center this morning. Thank you that you can be here. And we believe that the Spirit of God will move in our midst and that we do experience the manifest presence of the Holy Ghost. We have His presence within us, and we bring that here with us when we come here because it's in us. But then also we believe for a manifest presence of the Spirit of God. In other words, a tangible manifest presence as He wills. And we always expect that to happen, to minister to our needs, to minister, to give us grace and peace, and also to give us understanding of the Word of God, comprehensive insight into His ways and His purposes. Amen. It's good to see you all again.
Yes. Great to
be back. We weren't here last week because of a little bit too much snow, maybe. What do you think? Or you think we should have had church? You know, that is one. That's the second time this winter that we canceled church. We canceled it here in this building. You were still the church wherever you are. You could have church. And with the TVs and things and the programs we have today, we can still have church at home, right? Amen. 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 But anyway, it seems long since we've been together. So we thank the Lord that we can be together again. And in the future, if we have a threat of a snowstorm or something, we will not miss church if at all possible, even if we have to have church on a Saturday or a Friday night or whatever. This past week, there were some churches in the area that had a service on Saturday. And I thought, wow, we should pursue that, or we could have church on Saturday. But then I didn't pursue it very much because I wasn't feeling good. And one of you would have had to come and preach. So, which I'm sure some of you are well capable of doing that. But anyway, we didn't have service. We do plan in the future to not miss services, even if we have to have a church time or a gathering time at a different time. He says, praise the Lord. I understand he went to church anyway, somewhere.
He was here.
He was here, but he also was in church somewhere, he said, which is good, which is wonderful. All right, we want to pray for Alan Erickson in Sri Lanka. You have my phone there. He sent us a message, and I want to read it to you. You have it right here? Okay. This is what he sent just this morning. Pastor Pradeep sent this. He says, hi, Donna. It was an incredible morning. Now, you all know who Alan Erickson is. Most of you do. And we sent him over there, and the congregation here was very generous. And as you see in your bulletin, you can read it for yourself. We had a certain goal, and we were $109 short of that goal. But it's amazing. I mean, we gave $3,000 for his expenses. His ticket expense came out of the church missions fund, which we have some money in there. And then we wanted to have another $1,800 for three conferences that Alan will be preaching at, leaders and pastors conferences. That's always real close to my heart because I love to go different places and see leaders be trained and taught in the things of God, taught in the way of faith, and taught how to be good leaders. And we've done that for decades, Kathy and I, and different people would travel with us. So it's always exciting to me to see that happening. And so this is what he wrote. This is what Pradeep wrote. It was an incredible morning service with Alan. There was such an incredible impartation released by his teaching on the love of God this morning. That's cool. I have never heard a message on God's love like what I heard today. This is the pastor talking. The people's lives were touched and changed. So thankful for sending him to us. We really appreciate it. He's thanking us, okay? He's thanking you. So thankful for sending him to us. We really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. He was such an incredible blessing. I will keep you posted on our travels. You know, because we fed into that ministry, that we're a part of everything that happens there. Amen. Somebody might come up in heaven to you and say, well, thanks so much for giving. You say, well, what did I do? Well, you gave to Sri Lanka and I was blessed and I received the Lord through that ministry and things like that. Also, he wrote, we travel tomorrow to conduct a conference on February 3rd and 4th in Central Highlands in the tea plantation region. About 300 pastors and leaders are registered for the conference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Alan, first of all. We thank you, Lord. We pray for him. We thank you that he's full of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And everywhere he goes, signs, wonders, and miracles follow him to validate the word of God that he speaks. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and peace in his life. Thank you that he has your strength. And we pray for his protection. We pray for angels around about him and Pastor Pradeep and that whole conference and everybody that attends the conference. We thank you, Lord, your angels are around about that whole venue in the name of Jesus, bringing protection. And as Alan travels throughout the land, that he would have supernatural strength and that he would depend on your strength within him to rise up. And we thank you for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Turn in your Bibles in Psalm 103. This is a psalm that we've used a lot in recent weeks. Not necessarily my message, but can lead into it. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is our teacher today and that you're the one that causes the Word of God to come alive on the inside. And we thank you, Lord, for your words coming forth through my mouth. Thank you, Lord, that we are sensitive to your Spirit and what you want to do, because we welcome your presence and your move in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. So Psalm 103, you probably know it, but I'm going to turn there just to look at it again. Sometimes it's good if we see it. And as you know, thank you for your prayers. It is so wonderful to have a good prayer support. When Kathy text Donna last Friday morning, and I was on my way to the hospital because I was on the bathroom floor and I couldn't get back up. I would try to get up and I'd just get so dizzy and I'd just lay back down. Finally, she comes in. She didn't even know I was laying on the floor. But she cares for me really good. No, it wasn't long, but I had, it just kind of all of a sudden came on me on Friday morning, and I had a lot of pain in my chest and different things, and I was like, oh no, we don't want to do this again here at Abundant Life, where the pastor's sick. And I know maybe a few of you had those thoughts when you first heard, which that's okay, but we're believing God for good health. Yes. We're believing God for good life, our involvement here being for a long time, however long is. But anyway, it says, so then she called the ambulance and they came. By the time they came, I was at least able to sit up. And so they took me in and did a whole bunch of tests, first on my heart and all that, and took x-rays of my lungs and my heart, like they do. And I was glad I went in the ambulance. It's much easier to go in the ambulance than it is to sit in the waiting room for 2 hours. But anyway. Doctor comes back. He says, Mr. Smucker, there's nothing wrong with your heart. There's nothing wrong with your lungs. Your lungs are clear. And then he said, you got the flu. I said, really? And we texted out to our kids, and my oldest son texts back and says, I never knew that it was such good news to have the flu. Because they were afraid it was going to be my heart or something like that. But thanks for your prayers. Sometimes these things are a journey. And it took, for 5 days, I really felt like I was not doing anything, and I like to feel productive. And I didn't feel very productive, but we're back on track. I'm here preaching this morning, and a lot of it is a result of your prayers. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is so good to have relationships and for prayer support when you go through things, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. And you all have that. So we need to continue to stand on the Word of God for healing, because this flu thing is it's a crazy thing for some people. Kathy had it a little bit, but not near as severe as I did. And I hear of people that have it like I had it, and they don't get over it for 2, 3, 4 weeks. And I don't receive that. And I believe that I'm healed and my strength is back where it needs to be and so forth. But just because things happen doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to stand on the Word of God. Because what happens to me or to you doesn't change the Word of God. Amen? Now, I know some people ask, well, why this and why that? Why'd that come on you and so on? Well, we'll talk about that just a little bit later. So it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. As you see, I still have to, I'm healed of a cough as well. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget not. You know, it's one thing to say these things and say we're believing when we're not experiencing any symptoms. It's quite another thing when you have symptoms of something and you have pain and so on, to continue to stand on the Word of God. Because your mind just wants to go, I call it haywire. Your mind just wants to go berserk, so to speak, because all your mind is thinking about is about the pain and the circumstances and the natural things that are happening around you. But that's why we say, forget not, because we're supposed to renew our minds. We're supposed to renew our minds to the Word of God. And I tell you, when things hit you sometimes, that's really when you learn if your mind's renewed or not. Or it needs to be guarded as well. You know, anything we receive in faith and anything that we think we're walking in faith and so on, which we are, that has to be guarded as well. Because things happening can erode what you believe. It can erode that deep inner confidence, so to speak. And that's why we have to guard it. And even though we think we know it, we need to go over it again and again and again to make sure that we make sure that our minds stay renewed. Because really, that's where the battle is. It's in the mind realm. The battle of faith, that's where the devil comes with all his thoughts and so forth. And that's where our thoughts from our background, our fleshly thoughts and worldly thoughts, that's where they come. So the battle is in the mind. My mind's either going to agree with what I believe in my spirit, or my mind is going to agree with what my body says. And really, the one that is bigger, your mind is going to hook up with the one that is bigger, because that's the one that's going to control me or you. Am I making any sense? Yes. See, I'm already teaching. You think I'm just... No, not really. So, one person put it this way. If you have a good dog and a bad dog, the one that's going to be in control and grow is the one you feed. So if you want the good dog to grow and control your life, then feed your spirit. And if you want the bad dog to do that, or you don't really care, then you're feeding the flesh part. And if that grows bigger than what's in your spirit, then that's going to control my life. It's a lot up to us. We don't like that. A lot of times we don't like the responsibility of it. But we're responsible. You have that all throughout the Word of God. Jesus said, make good deposits in your heart. I have to do that. I have noticed that Jesus doesn't just visit me every morning and give me some words and then I meditate on those. Like I'm speaking to you. He doesn't do that. But I have to discipline myself to get into the Word of God, to find what he said. And then I put that into my life. And as I put that in my life, it feeds my spirit, and my spirit grows.
Go ahead.
But the same time that your spirit is growing, your mind is being renewed, because you're meditating on those things. And you look at it again and again and again. So then when the crisis hits, you're ready for it. And I'm not saying just because you have symptoms and things at times or you know, different things that are weighing you down. I'm not saying you're not strong in the spirit. But there's a battle that happens, and the battle happens in the mind. Are you here today? So a lot of it's our responsibility. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. How's that start? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present yourselves by the renewing, be not conformed to this world, but be ye conformed or transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you do that, you will know or walk in the will of God, the acceptable will of God. Amen? So I'm the one. It just doesn't say that the Spirit of God will renew my mind. It says you do it. So we have a responsibility. I don't know. Well, let's do this first, and then we'll get into a few other things. So in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 2, and forget not. That's what we were talking about, all his benefits. There's benefits in serving God. There are great benefits in me selling out to God or making Jesus the true Lord of my life. There's great benefits in that. There's great benefits in me putting the Word of God first. There's great benefits in me putting the kingdom of God first. Great benefits. Benefits is something that does good for me. And you're not being selfish to believe for these things, because the Bible says they're ours. Great benefits. And here they are. Who forgives all your iniquities. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the free gift of salvation, we receive the forgiveness of sins into our lives. Now, he didn't forgive us at that moment. He forgave us back when he hung on the cross. So it's already ours. It's already there. I just have to receive the gift into my life. And it's that way with any other promise in the Word of God. Jesus isn't going to die on the cross again when I sin, because it's already forgiven. Now I have to accept it and receive it into my life. It's that way with healing. It's that way with peace of mind. It's that way with everything that Jesus paid for when he was on the cross. And that's why we keep saying that we already have them. They're already here for us. We don't have to pray, Lord, now come and save me. We just simply receive the gift because it's already available. Brother Hagin, when he would pray in a prayer line, he wouldn't say, he wouldn't say, maybe I should just speak in tongues. Then it's up to you to interpret it. So he wouldn't just, I would never hear him pray in a prayer line, Lord, heal this person. He would always say, receive it. Receive it. He'd lay hands on somebody. He would say, receive it. Receive it. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Because it's already there. It's already available for us. So forget not his benefits. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, they said, well, this is a new, COVID's a new thing. It's nothing. There's no sickness that's new. I mean, look at all the things that are named in Deuteronomy 28 that are under the curse of the law. I mean, it includes everything. Because it has a verse that says, and every other sickness that may come upon the Egyptians. So it includes every sickness. The devil has nothing new. Don't give the devil so much credit. He has nothing new. In fact, he is not omnipresent like God is. Some people think, well, I'm dealing with the devil all day. You probably weren't. Not the devil himself, not Satan. Maybe, I don't know, but you probably weren't, because he can't be everywhere at the same time like God can. Isn't that good news? Yes. Now, you're dealing with maybe one of the demons or some kind of spirit or something that is under control, or the devil controls them. So indirectly, it's the enemy, it's the devil. But if we think that we're up against the devil every day, He's not omnipresent. We're against the evil that he is responsible for indirectly all the time. He's responsible for all of it. So let's not play the devil up as this great big being. He is a spiritual being, and because he is a spiritual being, we can't overcome him in the natural or in the flesh. And in that sense, he's more powerful. But because we have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the blood of Jesus, we can always overcome his schemes and his what he wants to do. Are you here with me this morning? He heals all your diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. I mean, another thing that happened to me was on Thursday, I was out working. I was putting some of these ceiling tiles in at a job. I do that, still do that occasionally. It's kind of therapy for me. But I use a box cutter or a utility knife. And I don't have a retractable one because that takes too long to take it in and out when I want to use it. You know, every second counts when you're out there working. But anyway, so I had this thing and I always put it back in my pouch when I'm not using it. Well, I had a scaffolding there and I was just going to go over and look. My phone was on there. I wanted to look what time it was. So I had the knife in this hand and so I went. And as I went up, my hand hit the side of the scaffolding and went woof right into my finger. I won't show you. I won't take the Band-Aid off. You might freak out. So I saw when it happened, it started bleeding. I'm sorry. Hopefully blood doesn't bother you. But so I won't say too much about that. But, I mean, so I just wrapped it up and thought maybe when I get home I can tape it up and take care of it because that's, sorry, Dr. Joe, but I don't go to the doctor unless I just have to. So I wrapped it up so I could finish the job. So I didn't get blood all over everything. For another couple of hours, I went home and we unwrapped it. Oh, my goodness. I said, this is too deep. I can't just tape this. And it was pretty deep. I got 6 stitches in it. But it's amazing what they can do nowadays. What'd you say? Super glue. It was too deep for that, Randy. It was too deep for that. So we went into a patient first and got it done. But that was Thursday. And then Friday morning, this whole other thing hit me. And then, I'll just share this. You know, we don't always know why bad things happen to us, do we?
No.
Anybody know why bad things happen to you? Everything, you know all about that? If you do, come up here and share it with us. Seriously. Because we don't always know. We don't have we don't have all the answers. Hopefully that didn't blow your, burst your bubble. Because we don't have all the answers, but the Word of God does. And the more we learn about the Word of God, the more we have the knowledge of God, the more answers we have. But anyway, it just kind of seemed like we needed to be extra alert concerning our protection. Because it seemed like a number of things just happened that were just stupid. We were walking from the basketball game of our grandson, this all the last week, our grandson, and we were walking out, it was dark, and there was 3 steps, and the bottom step wasn't lit. So we thought there was only 2. So we come up, and we're both flat in the ground. I mean, on our hands and knees. We didn't get hurt, thank God. Because even though the enemy sometimes would try to attack, if we believe for protection in our lives, he protects us.
Yes.
That could have been much worse.
Yeah.
And then a day later, she goes out for the mail. And there's a big clump of ice there in front of the mailbox. And she trips over that thing and goes down on the ground. I mean, what's going on? All of a sudden, we were like, well, what's going on here? We're taking authority over this. We're just going to double up on our promises concerning protection.
Yes.
And that's what you got to do sometimes when things start happening. And I believe the very protection is also good in that we believe in protection. And even though some things like this happen, but they could be much more severe than that. And because we believe for protection and so on, there is a protection there. We didn't break any bones. Thank God for that.
Yes.
I didn't cut my finger off. It was deep, but it didn't go into my tendon or whatever's in there, Dr. Joe. So he redeems my life from destruction. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. You know, the difference between success and failure is you might get a bump along the road. Something might happen that puts you down. But those that are righteous and those that will continue, they get back up. And we have God to help us get back up, no matter what happens. One of the mottos or the sayings at Rhema Bible Training Center, where we went to school, and Pastor Hagen there, one of his greatest sayings is, we will not quit. Amen. We won't. Amen. We won't quit no matter what happens. We're not going to quit. We're not going to quit on Jesus. We're not quit on the kingdom of God. We're not going to quit concerning the gospel. Amen?
Yes.
But we're not going to quit as a church either.
Amen.
You could have quit. Your pastor died. He was sick for a while. Things happen and so forth. And over the years, things have happened. And we had opportunities to quit, all of us.
Amen.
But we've got to be tenacious about it.
That's right.
I'm not quitting.
Amen.
No matter what he throws at us, we're not quitting. Somebody needed that this morning. Don't quit. It might look hopeless. Hey, we're not quitting. Come on, I need some amens on that. You redeem my life from destruction. You crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And we've been talking about ministering to people with grace and mercy. And I really see signs in all of us that we're grabbing a hold of that, realizing that we need to minister from mercy and grace. Sure, we stand for truth. But sometimes people don't just need to hear the hard truth. They need somebody to take their hand, says, come on, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you. Truth will say, yeah, but why did this happen? We got to figure it out. No, not at that moment. You don't need it at that moment. Maybe later on, God will reveal things and so forth. And God, we always have opportunity to stand for truth. But when we're reaching out to people of the world, the people around us in this county, we need to extend the hand of mercy. Amen?
Yes.
And bring them in. Love them where they're at. Accept them where they're at. I got quiet on that one. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with, here it is, loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things. You all know this. We're just taking our medicine so that your youth is renewed as the eagles.